It said, "I love you," signed anonymous friend. Turns out she's smarter than I thought she was. She knows I wrote it, now the whole class does too. And I'm all alone during couple skate. When she skates by with some guy on her arm. But I know that I'll forget the look of pity in her face when I'm living in my solar dome on a platform in space. Cause it's gonna be the future soon. I won't always be this way. When the things that make me weak and strange get engineered away. It's gonna be the future soon. Never seen it quite so clear. When my heart is breaking, I can close my eyes. It's already here. I'll probably be some kind of scientist, building inventions in my space lab in space. I'll end world hunger, I'll make dolphins speak. Work through the daytime, spend my nights and weekends perfecting my warrior robot race. Building them one laser gun at a time. I will do my best to teach them about life and what it's worth. I just hope that I can keep them from destroying the earth. Cause it's gonna be the future soon. I won't always be this way. When the things that make me weak and strange get engineered away. It's gonna be the future soon. I've never seen it quite so clear. When my heart is breaking, I can close my eyes. It's already. Steel and circuits will make me whole, but I still feel so alone until Laura calls me home. I'll see her standing by the monorail. She'll look the same except for bionic eyes. She lost the real ones in the robot. She'll say it's not your fault, or is it? She'll eye me suspiciously, hearing the whir of the servos inside. She'll scream and try to run, but there's no way she can hide. When a crazy cyborg wants to make you his robot bride, well, it's gonna be the future soon. I won't always be this way. When the things that make me and strange get engineered away. It's gonna be the future soon. I've never seen it quite so clear. When my heart is breaking, I can close my eyes. It's already here.
It's 8:07 and you're listening to Hacking the Heart. I'm Lisa, and I'm dating a geek. I never thought I would fall for a guy like him. Actually, it took a while, but eventually he won over my heart. Now, when I say a guy like him, I mean a guy that likes to hack soda machines for fun. A guy that's addicted to playing World of Warcraft. A guy whose favorite movies include antitrust and war games. I'm basically describing a geek. And there's nothing wrong with that, except they are overlooked. I was once one of those girls who wasn't so interested in dating the technologically gifted male. But I gave a geeky guy a chance, and I can't imagine my life without him. There are lots of girls out there looking for Mr. Right, and that could be you. I have a great relationship, and I want you to have that too. With an outsider's view, I'm going to give my best advice to help you hack into her heart. Okay, guys, let's have a chat. Do any of these words pique your interest? Flirting? Public displays of affection? How about dating? What a topic. Dating is really a balancing act of showing you're interested, but not going overboard and acting like a stalker. And unfortunately, geeks aren't at the top of the food chain. But that shouldn't stop you. Because I'm sure there are those nights when porno just doesn't do it for you. It's time to make that step into the unknown world of women. And what better way to start your search than using the tool you know best? Your computer, of course. There are so many resources now on the web. Internet dating is not as dorky as it used to be. You're not desperate by making a profile. You're practical. A study that was conducted about online dating found that when couples had built up a significant relationship by emailing or chatting online before meeting for the first time, had a 94% chance of getting a second date. That's not too shabby. For dating sites, there is my favorite, Match.com, where I found my geek, and there's eHarmony, and a new one I heard about called Crazy Blind Date. Something to note when creating your profile. First, make sure you have at least two decent photos of yourself that are recent. When I was on Match, I didn't even look at the profiles that didn't have pictures on them. Now, when making your photos, if you're using your computer camera, make sure you have good light and a decent background. Soda cans and dirty laundry aren't the most attractive backdrops. Just a little hint. This is something I've seen and I want to save you from. When you're writing your profile about yourself, keep it simple and to the point. Don't pour your heart and soul out. Just tell who you are, what you do, and what you like doing. Other than having sex, of course. Think of it like this. You're writing an ad for yourself. You've got 3 seconds to attract a girl before she loses interest. So keep her interest with a catchy opening line and a few words that reveal what you're about. Compliment yourself. Positivity translates even through words. And I found that you can't be too picky. Have standards, but stay realistic. If you're looking for a big-boobed blonde, you're fishing in a small pond. Most of the girls out there today have curves, and I do. My boyfriend loves them. So keep an open mind about looks. Actually, when I met my boyfriend for the first time, I wasn't so sure if I was attracted to him. It took some time, but he really grew on me. Sorry, honey. You know I love ya. Okay, moving on. Let's talk about when you actually get a date. When preparing for a date, start with your hygiene. Good hygiene is so important when you're trying to make a good first impression. Believe me, unless she's blind, you better believe she's going to be checking you out. So show how hot you can look. That means brushing your hair, shaving, cleaning your glasses, and wearing deodorant. Hey, if you have some cologne, put a little on. Now, when you're going to your date, be on time. In fact, be early. She's the only one that's allowed to be fashionably late. And on your date, be a gentleman. Whether you know it or not, opening doors for her scores major points. And if you save enough of those points, you might be able to cash them in one day to the candy shop, if you know what I mean. Okay, next, listening. Listening is so key. Take an interest in what she's saying. And to prove that you are listening, ask questions about what she already told you. Now, even go prepared. If you met through an online service, read her entire profile and think of questions to ask her. Now, this is important. Don't blatantly stare at her boobs. It's a major turnoff. Remember, you've got to keep it light if you want to get another date. Now, when your date is winding down, you should be able to read the signs of if she had a good time or not. Suggest hanging out again. Hanging out is a non-binding term that is unthreatening. So guys, be proud of your geekiness. You have some great stuff to offer a girl. You're different from all those other guys. You have some awesome knowledge about computers, new technology, and stuff. You know, the stuff you know that most people don't understand. I'm trying to build up your confidence here. But really, my boyfriend and I have been dating for 1.5 years now, and I really appreciate his world of technology. I wouldn't be here if I didn't. Like, I love when he's trying to explain something to me about computers, and I just give him that blank stare. He never makes me feel bad about not understanding. Patience is key when you're dating a non-geek. I really do care what he's telling me most of the time, but I don't always put two and two together. Well, I hope I've given you some information, and I'd like to hear from you. If you all want to send your questions in to... Who should we send our questions to? RadioStatlerChannel.com. And hopefully I can answer some questions you might have, or if you want to share some experiences, or... Okay, I've been told the right thing. RadioStatler@gmail.com. That's RadioStatler@gmail.com. And hey, we even have a phone number. 1-800-251-6757. Give us a call. I want to hear what you have to say. Again, that's 1-800-251-6757. All right. So, I want to hear what you have to say. All right, we're going to take a break right now. All right, thank you. Bye.
Hello, everyone. We're back with Hacking the Heart with Lisa. We're taking viewer questions. If you want to call, the number is 1-800-251-6757. We have a question in emailed into us. Assume I'm a nice guy who is fairly intelligent. How far should I go to make myself seem athletic, adventurous, and etc.? I'm sure you want some of that in a guy.
Okay. Well, first I want to start by saying my presentation was very stereotyped. I realize that everybody out there is different. But trying to be look athletic and adventurous, well, I'm sure you are. But just to help that out a little bit, I find the way you dress sometimes, it really does make a first impression when somebody looks at you. And rather than t-shirts, try to find some button-down shirts, polo shirts, khakis once in a while. It just adds to that look that you've got maybe something a little more. And get into some cool hobbies. Rock climbing, canoeing, running. I mean, when you're having a conversation with a girl and you can bring up that you do these cool things, even if they're not something you do all the time, just the fact that you can say you have that experience is kind of cool. So,
all right, we have another question. What can I do to interest girls with my hobbies?
Okay, let me see. Okay, so you came to this conference, right? And you're going to go back and say you get a date and you want to talk about this. Well, talk about it. It's a pretty cool conference. I'm enjoying myself. Tell them all the different... I mean, they have a freaking radio show. That's pretty cool. Tell them you went to the lockpicking thing or you got to ride a Segway. That's pretty cool.
Okay, we have a phone call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, yeah, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yes.
Hi, I'm wondering what I can do. I have a problem doing a barrel roll.
Okay.
We have another call. Hi, you're on the air.
All right, well, I'm going to answer that question about having problems being available. Wish I got a little more info. You really got to decide. Do you really want to try to get a relationship? Do you really want to get out there and date? I understand that my boyfriend does this. He gets wrapped up in what he's doing, and I don't see him for days sometimes. You got to make that decision that... this is an important part of your life. You want to start developing. Having trouble being available. I mean, if it's commitments that you can't get out of, make it work. I'm sure you've got some time in there. You could go to coffee with somebody. Coffee's short, quick. I mean, there are lots of... Next question.
Okay, I've been dating a geek for a couple of months now, and sometimes I have a hard time relating to what my boyfriend's talking about. How do you relate to things they're talking about that you know nothing about?
That's, I can relate to that too. What I did when I was first dating out my boyfriend, I actually went online and did some research. When he would tell me about networking even, I would go online, I would Google it, so I could actually understand somewhat of what he was talking about. And I know it's boring sometimes, but you gotta make that effort, you know, you gotta meet him halfway. And the fact that you're actually trying to do something, I think that would thrill him anyway, you know? And ask him, say, hey, slow down. I don't really understand. Can you be patient with me here? I know it can be tough and frustrating, but it's just a balancing act.
Okay, here's an interesting one. What was it that made you want to try out a nerd?
Well, I didn't at first. I actually broke it off, and I said, hey, you can call me if you want, because I felt bad, because he was so cute, and I was like, well. And he ended up calling me the next day. He was very persistent, and I still was very distant, but he just won over my heart. I mean, being so persistent really made a difference, guys. That's a good thing. I mean, in a good way. Don't be obnoxious, but persistence, you know, you're not a not pushover. You have some guts there, and that really actually was a turn on. So try out a geeky guy. Yeah, sometimes it's pretty funny. He cracks me up. He gets excited about these things that I think it's pretty funny. All right, well, thanks for everything. We're just going to go on a quick break right now, and I'll talk to you soon. Hey, you're back with Lisa and Hacking the Heart. All right, I think we've got a couple more questions coming up.
Yeah, we do. This one is a long one. I'm in the opposite situation. I'm a geek girl dating a non-geek guy. It makes for some interesting situations, especially when I go off on my rants involving whatever is on my mind at the time. Usually, if it goes over his head, doesn't involve PlayStation or Xbox, he pats my head, tells me he loves me, even I speak Sanskrit. However, we've learned that what our common likes are. We both really enjoy doing physical security, and we are both avid movie buffs. So yeah, I say it's really important to find those things that you have in common with each other, and that you really need to be able to say to each other, there are things that I understand that you don't, and vice versa, and I respect and appreciate that knowledge.
Well, that's great. And I just really think that that's awesome. Good for you. All right, I think we've got another one coming in here.
Huh?
All right, well, I'm going to talk more on that one. Yeah, so you do find your common interests, and that's great. But, you know, once in a while, get on him and say, I really want you to understand what I'm saying sometimes. Because I'm sure even though most of the time you're okay with him not understanding what you have to say, well, there's those couple of times when it's probably going to really frustrate you. And just work on it one day. Be like, hey, I want to show you how this works or what I'm actually talking about. I think in the long run, it will strengthen your relationship. I mean, just so he can tell people what you do. I mean, that's kind of important. But it sounds like you've definitely found a nice common balance there. And that's great.
Okay, we have another question. Does it work in reverse? How do guys target geeky girls?
That's awesome. Well, I've seen a lot of hot chicks here at the conference. I know IRC is a good place to meet people. geeky girls, they're all over the place. And
okay, we have a phone call, so we'll take this. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Speak up, please.
Can you hear me? I'm speaking for a
couple. Can't hear him.
Okay, we have another call. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, speak up.
Yep.
Phones are awesome.
Well,
where did he go?
I'd like to elaborate a little bit more on the last question. Finding a geeky girl. As I said, the internet is such a tool nowadays. There are so many more websites than the ones I mentioned. Facebook's really good. But go to places where you think they might be, in groups, like cafes or... I don't know what certain places that you might think they might be there. And totally, just groups is a great way to start meeting anybody. Something I wanted to mention is when you're going on your first date, make it somewhere very non-threatening, like a coffee house. I wouldn't do a movie necessarily because you can't really talk. Definitely somewhere where there are a lot of people and it's very non-threatening. All right, do we have any more questions? No? All right, we're still working on that here. Another thing I found when I was online doing the online dating, they have this thing called winking at people, and you can email. Winking's good and all, but if you're really looking to start something, email. Email is great. I always thought that was much more, I don't know, mature if the person emailed me. Again, read the profile. Ask questions about the person. Can't tell you enough how boring it is to listen to somebody talk about themselves for a long time. So online, and again, when I was talking about getting decent pictures up there, it really is important, especially having more than one, because you get sometimes pictures are a little deceiving, so definitely get some good pictures. Okay, I'm being told we've got something else going on here. All right, well, we're working on that here. Hey,
hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just want to ask a question about gay nerds.
Oh, getting married?
No, gay nerds. Like nerds who are gay.
Oh.
Yeah. Ask me a question.
Joe, can you repeat that question to me?
What do you think about gay nerds?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think it's great. I'm totally into
it. I have never met very many gay nerds. I'm a gay nerd myself.
Uh-huh.
And I've been on the net every time, and every time I find looks at gay nerds, I'm like, gay, everybody just told me to fire my laser!
Oh, my. Okay, so what do I think about gay marriage? I think it's great. It's just two people being in love and having a commitment. It pretty much goes the same. I don't see it as being all that different. Unfortunately, yeah, there are some social obstacles out there. But, you know, especially in metropolitan areas, there are places that it is totally accepted and you can be yourself. And I really suggest going and finding those places because it's a lot of fun. I love gay bars. They're a good time. I wish I had more gay friends, actually. Do we? All right, guys, I need some more questions. What do you have? Guys and gals. All right, so... Oh, here we go. We've got a question. How did you feel when you introduced your boyfriend to your friends. All right. Well, I think I'm going to take this as like me being a non-geek and him being a geek. When I first introduced my boyfriend to my friends, I was nervous, actually, because he's so different than what I normally dated. And in my friends, who, because they are my true friends, took him in and thought he was great, and that's all that matters. Sometimes it is a little hard when you get together in a big group, because there are some differences there. But we find a common interest. Everybody likes to have a good time, and it works. But when you are in a relationship with somebody that's a little different, be a geek or different culture, and it's, you know, and your parents don't like that or whatever, try. I just, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. All right, do we have another call? I lost my train of thought. I got to think about that one. Pick it up. Oh, yeah, what I was saying. Your friends matter. The good friends that care about you will not. Okay. Well, they won't be judgmental. All right.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I've got a question. What is the best place for a geek to find a non-geek girl? Like a bar, or like, you know, where would you find a non-geek? Or where would you, as a girl, as a non-geek, want to find a guy who is a geek?
Okay. I'll start with the guy trying to find a girl who's a non-geek. Bars are okay, but I just think they're kind of impersonal. Groups. Going in groups to places is my suggestion, because, again, it's non-threatening. Girls always seem to travel in groups. They learn that early in high school.
But, I mean, if I were to go to a group of girls, though, I think I would just get giggled at or something, you know?
Right. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Okay. So you're asking me, where do you go to find girls? Is that what you're... Okay. Have you ever done, like, dating sites?
I have, but, you know, I'm, like, honestly, like, I've been on a couple of dates with those dating sites, and, like, I don't know, they don't pan out, you know?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I mean, usually it's just one of those things, like, hi, I'm 6 foot tall, blonde, and I'm, like, I look really nice, and then they don't, you know?
Hmm.
It's, like, a personal place to meet somebody.
I gotcha. Have you ever, like, thought about joining a sport, a co-ed sport? That's usually... That's always good. I mean, hey, you might run into a girl and there.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, because you've got, like, the same interest at that point. You know, like, go bowling or something like that. That's a good point.
Yeah, and you spend a lot of time with them generally, or you get to know them slowly, and it's very non-threatening to the girl. Let me think, what else?
Is that like, the biggest problem? Like, you, like, girls sometimes find guys who are, like, a threat?
I don't know, just... They can be so picky, and if you're cocky at all, I mean, it's such a balancing act. If you're cocky, they don't like that. If you're too shy, they don't like that.
Well, they're girls. What else are they supposed to do, right?
I know, exactly. So.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right, bye now.
All right, I think we got another call coming in. That was a good question. I actually wish I could prepare a little bit more for that one. All right, we're going to go on a break. Keep calling in. Hey, welcome back to Hacking the Heart, and we have some more questions. All right. Here we go. All right. I really appreciate your questions. Unfortunately, I wish I could prepare a little bit more for some of these, but they're really good. And I'm
I have a question.
Okay, here we go.
This is from a caller that was on hold during the break. I'm a late starter in the dating field. Where would you recommend that I go to gain experience that I would have gotten in high school?
Okay. Joining clubs and getting involved where sports is a big, I mean, that's a universal thing. Everybody knows about sports. Everybody plays sports. Joining something that's co-ed is always good. Co-ed, make sure it's co-ed. Theater. I don't know if anybody here is into theater, but there are a ton of girls in theater. Even if you do tech, it's just an activity where you're with people for a good amount of time. And when that happens, things happen, you know? So to gain other experience, hey, try going to a club or a bar and see how you like it. See how it feels for you. It's not everybody's favorite place to go, but it is an experience I think you should try out. And then, like, on Friday nights where you know there's going to be a lot of people, check it out. But once you're at these places, you can't be afraid to go and talk to the people. You can get yourself there, but you got to go up to these people, girls, guys, and start a friendly conversation and just see how they take it. And if they're agreeable, start, you know, get a little more aggressive. Say, you know, and eventually, if all goes well, you can get a phone number, get an email. So, do we have any more questions? I think we're... Questions? Okay, I've got a question here. Do you have any geeks in your family? Well, yeah, I do have a couple. And that could be a reason why dating a geek might be something I fell into, I guess you could say. I think it might have to do with family. My dad is definitely a little bit of a geek, and some of the qualities that he has, I guess I found attractive in my boyfriend. So.
Okay. All right, we have a question. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, speak up, please.
Okay.
Hello.
Having some trouble with the phones.
Oh, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, what's your question?
Did you hear any of it?
No. Can you repeat it?
Okay. All right. I masturbate, like, over 9,000 times a week, and I don't know, like, how to stop.
What do you do 9,000 times a week? Masturbate?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that impair your ability to date? How do you stop? Well, maybe you need to get that out some other way. But before you can jump into that, you actually have to build a relationship. You can't just jump into it overnight. But it is natural. Don't feel like you're weird. Because everybody does it. Okay, do we have any more questions?
Yeah, I have one. Hi, I love nerds. My boyfriend is a nerd, and sometimes he does not pay as much attention to me. He is always on E-Bomb's World doing his raids or stuff like that. How do I keep his attention? How do I keep him off E-Bomb's World and with me?
Okay, I have that experience myself. Sometimes I lose my boyfriend to the computer, and it does get annoying after a while. What we started doing was we planned a date night. So we did Wednesdays. Every other Wednesday, I would cook, he would cook, we'd do something fun, watch a movie, play a game. Designate a time where, this is your time. It doesn't matter what else you've been doing. Like, just expect it. Say, oh, it's Wednesday again. I have to go do this. It's a planned date. Because sometimes after you're in a relationship for a while, it gets mundane and the same over and over. So plan something like a date night and keep it interesting. But totally, I know how you feel. I get upset too. All right, we got another call.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm I'm on the air?
Yeah, speak up, please.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm West Philadelphia, born and raised. I got sent out to, Bel Air, California, and I don't know how to meet women.
Is it, do you feel like it's a cultural kind of, like, because you're not in your hometown?
I mean, I spend most of my days on the playground, chilling out, you know, playing b-ball, but now it's like I come out here and everyone's up to no good.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I don't know. They're just not, like, from the East or whatever, but...
No, I see what you're saying. Well...
What?
I see what you're saying, and I don't have experience with out in the West there, but... I find that there are a lot of vegetarian restaurants, and that girls go there. That's a girl thing, and I think if you like took interest in going to places that you know chicks will be at, such as a vegetarian bar or a tofu bar.
Okay.
I mean, go. You gotta go and find them.
And,
okay.
Okay. I hear you. All right. Thank you very much.
Uh huh. Bye bye.
Okay, we have another question. You seem very accepting of nerds. Do you have a lot in your family? How did you rise above your surroundings?
Okay, this is similar to a question we had before, but I think for girls, generally they look for qualities about their dads from their fathers and their boyfriends, and this is if you had a good dad, obviously, but I found qualities from my dad that I liked in my boyfriend, and I said, hey, this is okay. I mean, as much as I didn't want to admit it, it was it was actually, I'm really glad I found it.
Okay, we have a caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Oh, wow, it's really loud.
What's your question?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, uh-huh. Go ahead.
Hi, you know, I'm a girl geek, and I've been seeing this guy lately, and I know, I'm not a stranger to love, I know the rules, so does he, but I want a full commitment,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know if he's the guy for that. I just feel like he's going to give me up and let me down, that he's going to run around and desert me. I really don't want him to make me cry,
mm-hmm.
So what do you think we should do?
Well, have you flat out asked him, hey, where are you seeing us in a little bit down the road? Have you flat out asked him?
Yeah, and he just keeps telling me that if I can't do a barrel roll, then I'm just going to have to deal with it.
Well, then maybe he's not the one for you. Have you ever thought of that? I mean, if he really loves you, I don't think he would put that kind of stress on you.
I don't know, and he just keeps telling me tits or get the fuck out.
Well, then I'm not sure about that.
I'm sorry!
Okay, I think we're going to get another caller.
Well, we have a question in the meantime.
Okay.
I am what you would call a closet geek. Most people do not even realize I am remotely familiar with computers. I have a steady social life, a stable set of real friends, wear A&F, and keep up my appearances. I'm wondering if what I am, if this is a common occurrence in the hacking world, or am I a rarity? I don't see why it's so difficult for us hackers to have dual lives. It is pretty awesome.
I think you are pretty rare. Sorry to all you other guys. But if that's something you like to keep private, if you find a girl or guy, that sometimes that's something you can entrust in them or your family. Like, it's something private, and that's totally cool. I'm glad you found that, and more power to you. That's great. Good for you.
Okay, we have another question. one person asked that they has started playing Dungeons & Dragons and wants to know how they could get their girlfriend to accept it.
She ever played with you? well, get her to see what it's about rather than her just seeing you play all the time. Let her understand what the story is and how it works. Get her to play with you on the game. And then if she's not so into that, just, how do you... You know, maybe you just gotta accept that she doesn't like that, and hey, maybe you don't like shopping, but you gotta... you gotta have a balance there, right? So, I'm not familiar with the game myself. My boyfriend doesn't really play too many video games, so unfortunately I'm not too familiar, but yeah, you gotta, it's balance. Relationships are tough. They are, but they are so worth it too. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and relationships not going to be perfect all the time. Do we have any more callers? I think we got... No. Any more emails? I really appreciated all these questions. I hope I've been helping answer some of your questions. Please, I was just trying to think about a question we had earlier of places to go and meet people. Coffee houses are so in right now. So, oh, I'm sorry. We got one more question. This is the last question, unfortunately.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Harvey. I have a question, or I call it a predicament, about my girlfriend. See, I'm a Warcraft player. She's more anyways.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
You are?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, so you had a question about... Can you start over? I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's fine. My girlfriend, she's about 20. I'm about 50. I play World of Warcraft.
Uh-huh.
And she has a problem with it.
Uh-huh.
I can't really understand why she has a problem with it. I mean, she's played about 9,000 hours a day.
Well, yeah. See, I just don't think they understand it. I mean, I don't understand it. Has she ever played the game with you?
No, she's never played it with me.
See,
and I mean, all I tell her is that it feels good, man. You know?
Well, that's...
I can't really explain it other than that.
Well, she needs to play it and see what it's like because... I'm sorry, but it's a two-way...
I'm not going to let her use my account. Are you kidding me? I pay $15 a month for that shit. I can't let her use... She needs to buy her own damn account. You know? I mean, I take her out to dinner all the time. That bitch is just taking my money, man.
Well, I think she needs to just understand, look it up, see what it's about online, like Google it or something. She's got to understand...
I rarely let her use the computer because she's in the kitchen like 23 hours a day.
Well,
because that's where she really belongs, you know?
Well...
You agree with what I'm saying?
All right. Well, I think... I'm sorry I can't help you anymore, but we got to wrap it up. Thanks for calling.
All right. Fat nigger, fat nigger, fat nigger, fat...
We got some interesting calls here.
This is what happens when you give hackers a telephone.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It was expected. No shock. All right. Well, thank you so much. My name's Lisa, and Hacking the Heart. Thanks for listening.